going to do this quickly. We are finishing up James. And in finishing up James, we are looking at this passage. Just like every other passage of James, he just keeps throwing bombs. But he waits and saves this one for the very end. And it's a powerful, powerful passage that we're just going to jump right into. So, if you will turn with me to James chapter 5, starting in verse 13. James chapter 5, starting in verse 13. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. My brothers, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should turn him back, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death and cover over a multitude of sin. Okay, if you were following along, it may have been easier, but even in hearing that, and for this next little time, it is okay to speak. Okay, so I'll let you know when you have to continue to sit there and not say anything. But for this next chunk, was there a verse in there that I read that you went, whoa, wait a minute, hang on. Or, okay, wait, what? Anything in there? Any verse? Or are we good with everything? Okay, confess our sins to each other. If we had time, we would talk about that one, but we don't, so we'll save that. You have to come back another Sunday. It's not fair when I'm looking for one answer, and any answer will do. You're right. But go with me to verse 15. The prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. Okay? You may not know this, but on the back of our bulletin every week, what do we have right here that's the big paragraph? Prayer concerns. We must not be doing it right, right? Because if we really hear this verse, and I don't want you to zoom over it, if we really hear this verse, the verse says the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. And I think that for some of us, that we have this big, wide continuum of prayer where there's over here on this side, there's, you know you should pray, but I don't really do it. Then there's the, okay, I'm going to pray. Pray at meals because I want to teach my kids that prayer is important, so I'll let them say the blessing. Yeah. Okay, so now we're teaching them that prayer is important. And then there's the people who feel comfortable praying out loud. You do the blessing, or you're praying in church. You're starting to pray some on your own. And then there's people who it's starting to get more and more and more entrenched. And then there's people over here on the organ who they are prayer warriors. They are people who just exude this sense of God and this understanding of prayer. You may not have even spoken with them about prayer, but when you talk with them, you know that something's different. There's something there. That they have this sense of God in their life that is deeper than what you can give word to. And I think that all along this continuum, we kind of find ourselves someplace. And I think people who are heading this way get derailed because they read verses like this and they go, you know, my mom has cancer. And I don't know how else to pray. I prayed as hard and as long and as deep as I knew how, and it didn't seem to matter. You may not be at a place where you could say, I'm angry at God about it. There are some who are, but you are. You said, if I believe, that it can happen. You hear it when you turn on the TV, name it and claim it. You even hear it here, though. You can read it and you can say, look, this is not, how is this wrong? What is happening here? So the first thing I want us to know is how we understand this verse depends on how we understand ancient Greek. And since a lot of us don't read ancient Greek for fun, we're at a little bit of a disadvantage. Because when you and I use the word sick, you and I mean, don't come near me because I'm going to throw up on you. Sometime you have to come very inconspicuously and sit down here and watch the kids during the children's moment. Because when Lacey said, you know, Carol says, anybody sick? And Lacey went, ooh, I am. Bobby was sitting right next to her, and without saying anything or doing anything, Bobby just went. I mean, didn't make a big deal about it, but, and Lacey looks over and goes, what are you doing? And when we use sick, this is what we mean, that sick. However, in ancient Greek, sickness could be any sort of problem that has to do with your emotional, spiritual, or physical being. So, prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The understanding here is that when you pray for someone who is incomplete in some way, that God hears that prayer, and in God's way and in God's time, God makes that person complete. We don't like it a lot of times. We don't understand it. But I don't think anyone would argue that the most complete you can be is when you are with God. The most complete you can be is when you are with God. We talk about prayer, and we say prayer's important and prayer matters, but this is where the rubber hits the road. James is saying, listen, are you sick? You should pray. Are you happy? You should pray. Are there troubles in your life? You should pray. We know that prayer is powerful, and we know that prayer is important, and we know that prayer is something that is supposed to be a bedrock of what we do, whatever place we find ourselves. This is why we give time on Wednesday nights. This is why Wednesday nights are so critically important, and if you are missing out, you are missing a lot. Because what we do, what we start with every Wednesday night, is a time where we can share prayer requests. And it can go as long as it needs to go. There's no time limit, there's no rush, there's no push. We share whatever you feel like sharing. And we hear all kinds of things. We hear celebrations. We hear people who have been married a long, long time and we rejoice. Like the Marlowes. We hear concerns. Like Buddy. We are praying fervently with him. We hear frustrations and struggles. We hear grief, like Jeannie's family, like Margaret's family, like so many families who are touched by death. We hear celebrations. We hear about Nick's brother who had back surgery and the next day, or that day, came. That day went home after back surgery. We hear and we pray for John Hughes, who is struggling with cancer. We hear and we pray and we walk with them because that is what we as a community are called to do. This prayer list connects us. Whether you can be there Wednesday night or not, this prayer list connects us and helps us to know as a community these are the things that we are lifting up to God. These are the things that we have heard and are continuing to share. And over the next few weeks, we're going to find better and more creative ways to help all of us to pray. But here's where we're starting, is with this prayer list. So what I would challenge you to do is hear the words of James here that says God answers, and God is here, and God is in the midst of all of these prayers. And I have a little something to help you start, Sarah, if y'all will. What I have done is through the master craft skills that I have, I have taken all the names on our prayer list, and I have printed them out, and each one is on a slip of paper. And in no particular order, you are about to get a name. And here's what's beautiful about the community, is you may know the person, if you get your own name, pass it off to somebody else. It's like Secret Santa. But you may know the person or you may not. You may know the situation or you may not. But the idea here is that you share and connect because we are all part of the community. Because we have chosen to make this place our spiritual home, we take these names and we take these prayer requests seriously. And my challenge to you is that this week you would pray for this person. If you know them, let them know that you are praying for them. If you know them but don't know the situation, ask politely. Do you feel comfortable sharing with me what I can pray for you about? But pray every single day for the name on your piece of paper. Pray every single day, not just what we want, but what God wants will be done. Because we believe that prayer is powerful and effective. We follow and echo the words of the disciples who say, Jesus, teach us how to pray because we don't know. And one of the things that we choose to do is we pray for each other. So to close this morning, what I want us to do is to close in prayer. And what I'm going to do is give you some seconds of silence where you can pray for the name on your sheet and pray for whatever else is burdening your heart this morning. We come to God together as a community, and we rejoice. But we lift up our concerns, we lift up our celebrations, we lift it all up because prayer centers us and anchors us and reminds us that God is in control and His power is greater than ours. We'll have a few seconds of silent prayer, and then I'll close us. Would you pray? God, we lift up the name in front of us. Each of us individually, God, prays that your will be done in this person's life. For those who are grieving, God, we pray for comfort. For those who are hurting, God, we pray for peace. For those who are celebrating, God, we pray they will continue to seek you in the celebration. God, words can't describe the power that we find in prayer. So make us a praying people, God. Help us day after day, week after week, year after year, to continue to seek you. We lift up those things that wound and hurt us, those concerns that are so heavy to carry, and we give them to you. God, we pray that you will draw us closer. Help us to seek you more, to love you deeper, and to follow you more closely. For it's in the name of Christ Jesus we pray.